It's time for Dial-A-Doc on a Tuesday morning in conjunction with FHN. Joining us today, Dr. Karen Marie Meyer, OBGYN hospitalist. Good morning, Dr. Meyer. How are you today?
Good morning.
Nice to
I'm good.
Nice to have you with us. Enjoying this beautiful weather?
Yes.
Oh, man, it's been something else. Dr. Meyer, you're an OBGYN hospitalist at FHN. Is another word for this laborist, and what does a laborist do?
There is a little bit of difference between an OBGYN hospitalist and an OB laborist. A laborist is a person who had been trained in general OBGYN and now only focuses on patients in labor in the hospital. An OBGYN hospitalist does that same thing, but is also available to other physicians and other patients in the hospital as a gynae consultant and GYN surgery and seeing patients in the emergency room that have an OB or a GYN problem.
So you can help out in a lot of different areas. So getting back to the laborist, how many laborists are employed by FHN, and can you tell us a little bit about them?
Sure. We now have three full-time dedicated OBGYN hospitalists at the hospital and two part-time members. Dr. Martin is somebody that most people in Freeport have heard of and probably seen in the office. He has been in Freeport for 25 plus years and taking care of women. He is still in the office, but primarily spends his time here in the hospital. Dr. Lee was in private practice in, I believe, St. Charles for also many years and is now full-time here at the hospital. Dr. Schleicher is somebody that I've worked with for probably about 15 years, and she is part-time, so she has another facility that she works in, does very similar to what she does here, and brings lots of experience, but also comes here to work with us. Dr. Espinoza is another one of my partners that is part-time and, again, brings lots of experience, has been in multiple hospitals, which just increases your education, and she gives us a couple of shifts a month. And then myself, I am the third full-time person.
Do you have anybody that has done this a long time, kind of somewhat retired, but then comes back and helps sometimes?
We do have one other person that I'm not sure how active he is anymore, so he might be in that position. In general, OBGYN hospitalists, though, are not the retired person. You know, it takes time and action, doing what we all do, to keep up on the subspecialty and keep our skill levels up.
Sure. Why is it that you personally enjoy being a hospitalist? In the second half of that question, what do you find so satisfying about being a hospitalist?
Oh, I was in private practice for many years and found that very rewarding. But I also found that, you know, my partners had a hard time. If I was at the hospital, they had a hard time calling me back to the office to see patients. And I just was so much more comfortable in the hospital and so much more excited that it was clear to me that that was more my passion, taking care of women in an acute hospital situation. And since I made this jump in 2008, I have been a much happier, more fulfilled physician. I have much more time to spend with the patients. I have more time to stay on top of a more select group of skill sets. I have more time to be involved with the hospital. I love that little bit of excitement you get because nothing's really scheduled. Everything just happens.
Oh, yes. Even though it's supposed to be 9 months, it doesn't always work out that way, does it?
No.
I'm guessing a career change, and you're still in the same field, but just doing different things. Do you find that invigorating? A little shift, and you explained it, that now you can be with the patients more than in an office filling out paperwork. And I'm assuming that the pregnant ladies really appreciate the fact that you're available and they can ask you questions and you talk through things instead of going, well, let me see if I can go find her. And then, yeah, she'll be here in an hour and that type of thing. I'm sure they enjoy that immensely, and it's good for them.
It absolutely. As a hospitalist, we don't have the office to worry about. I don't have patients waiting in the office because I got called to the hospital. I don't have nurses waiting in the office for me. And I am totally available to the patients immediately when they come to the hospital. When I come out here, I stay in the hospital the whole time that I'm here.
You must really build some relationships with these ladies throughout their pregnancy.
I think so. You know, I don't do a lot of the basic kind of education. I do more fill-ins on the basic education because when a woman calls after hours, it's because either she's having a problem or she has some kind of a question that she really needs answered before that office opens up the next day. So, yes, we are the people, hopefully, that patients appreciate that we're here for them. They know that when they get their care through our professionals, that there's going to be somebody at the hospital who's going to be right there to take care of any problems that they're having or any complications that they have. And also somebody with a lot of experience.
I'm guessing that it's a comfort level, too. Sometimes I'm not saying that it's not always comfortable to ask a doctor a question, but sometimes they're in and out quickly or halfway quickly. And if they have a relationship with you, I'm guessing maybe you're the one that they go to for some of these questions. You may have covered this. By the way, we're talking with Dr. Karen Marie Meyer, OBGYN hospitalist, FHN. You might have addressed this a little bit, but the next question, FHN has put together a great team of providers to care for women throughout the life cycle. Can you tell me a little bit more about the team? And you kind of covered some of that. Are there other team members you haven't covered yet?
We have another full-time physician, OBGYN, who works specifically in the office. And the benefit for that with patients is that she really is there. You're going to consistently see somebody in an outpatient setting. We also have two nurse practitioners that work with her. And again, are dedicated just to OB and GYN in the office. They don't do any hospital work. The staff in the office is amazing. We have so many backup people, which is so important to our patients because many of their questions, can be answered by one of our RNs, and if not, then it gets elevated to one of the physicians in the office. And actually, we all know each other very well. So we have a great relationship with those people who do like primarily being in the office.
That's great to have great teamwork, and everybody picks up their little piece of the puzzle. How does somebody go about getting an appointment with a provider at FHN's Women's Health Team, Doctor?
Anybody can call the office at 815-599-7750, and somebody can help make an appointment there if they wanted to learn more about the department and any of the people. They can always go to FHN has a website, FHN.org, and all of the OB providers are listed there with a little bit of information about our backgrounds.
Wonderful. We've been visiting with Dr. Karen Marie Meyer, OBGYN hospitalist at FHN, part of Dial a Doc today, a usual Tuesday feature. Amazing hearing all the things you have to say, Dr. Meyer, and a pleasure visiting with you today. Thanks so much for giving us some of your time.
Thank you so much.
You take care. That is Dial a Doc, part of our morning mess on every Tuesday morning, visiting again with Dr. Karen Marie Meyer, OBGYN hospitalist.